Identical twin sisters Ursula and Sabina Eriksson came to national attention in the UK after apparently suffering from a shared psychotic episode. The incident resulted in unique footage of insanity on the M6 motorway. We now join commentary from the BBC documentary series Traffic Cops.
PC Finlayson tries to piece together the events so far.
So they were trying to get back across the carriageway and they've been struck, is that right?
Well, they were walking up Lane 3 as far as I'm aware. It is on CCTV recording.
That's received.
The Highways Agency have closed the northbound carriageway.
Mike Alpha Oscar Tango 33TAM.
As the cops arrive, the situation appears calm. Incredibly, the two women seem to be uninjured.
They've managed to stop pretty quick.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
The highways officer came over to speak to us and he started to inform us what had actually gone on, where these women had actually come from.
Right.
What we've got is they were in the central res.
Why?
Exactly.
Oh, they speak English?
One speaks English, are you? The one in the red.
Yeah.
We had a block coming up.
Right.
Because we knew they were on camera.
A full closure?
On camera. Full closure northbound.
Yeah.
They were trying to cross the Bravo. So as we approached, they hadn't seen us, no. The red one got knocked down by the red car over there. I've got an ambulance en route for it.
Right.
She seems all right, but I'm not a doctor, she has been knocked down.
Is she the one that speaks English or the other one?
Yes. Right. The other one, she's gonna run a...
Oh no! Mike Alpha, we need ambulance, senior officers to the scene, we've got two possible fatals.
As she ran out, he tried to grab her instinctively. Luckily for him, her jacket came off, or else he'd potentially have been in the carriageway as well. She was obviously struck by the HGV. Once the first girl had ran out, the second one, for some reason, also decided she was going to run out into the traffic as well. I turned at that point to start running and try and warn vehicles behind. The last thing we wanted was vehicles further back in the backlog braking, swerving onto the hard shoulder and hitting us.
Can you look after her for me?
The initial shock was just phenomenal. You can't believe that two people have just done that in front of you.
It's okay, Nona, stay where you are, stay.
It's now a major incident, and we need backup to us quick.
Oscar Tango 33 on arrival. Both females have ran out into the carriageway. First female has been hit by HGV in lane 2, serious injury. Second female has been hit by a motor vehicle in lane 1. It's got two serious casualties. We're going to need air ambulance. We're police, my love, we're here to help. It's okay, it's all right. You ever seen that before? Yeah, haven't they? What the hell were they running for?
Yeah,
they're on something. It's okay. So, okay, no, stay still for me. Stay still. Right, she's got a compound fracture, what is it, right leg?
You can't be trained to witness and take on board something like that. You can be trained to then start dealing with it, but the actual shock is for a civilian, a police officer, is exactly the same. You can't believe what you've just seen.
You stay still for me. Keep your head still. Keep your head. She's very delirious. Was she like this when you were dealing with her? No, no, stay still. Stay still. Stay still.
PC Finlayson's priority is to keep her safe until the medical teams arrive.
She is very badly injured, but her demeanour became very quickly extremely aggressive.
Calm down. Calm down.
Fucking asshole.
Calm down. Mine's very aggressive, spitting at me. She is very badly injured. I don't know what's going on. Calm down.
She then started to spit at me, to claw, and literally to try and fight me, which is a bizarre situation, because you've got a girl here with crushed legs who is actively trying to fight you.
No, come on, my love, come on, you've hit your head, calm down. We are the police, calm down. Yeah, and the doctor's en route. It's okay, calm down. She appears very disorientated.
An ambulance has now arrived.
The lady there, this lady had already been hit once. What was her condition when you spoke to her earlier? She was walking wounded.
I just wanted her checked over.
Yeah.
But I suspected they were both going to do a runner. I don't know why.
Oscar's going
to
Tango 3-3.
That was turned to the police. They decided to run across.
Is
run across the motorway.
She's talking. Or whether she's on something, but she's not with it at all. Ambulance is here. They're helping you. Okay. She's behind. We are helping her. I'm police. We're police. We're police.
To sustain those injuries and to be like that, I was convinced that there must have been some sort of drug or substance element to it.
Paramedics have told the cops that the woman who was run over by the lorry is in a critical condition. But the one hit by the car is showing signs of recovery.
Have they got a collar or something they can stick on her?
Whoa.
Right, don't get going anywhere, okay? Just chill, okay?
Just try to relax, just lie down again.
She's unconscious initially. I mean, you can see the damage to the vehicle, the windscreen and the roof as well. Majority of people don't survive collisions when they've had an impact like that.
I'm trying to make sure you're okay.
Right.
Where's Paul? Oh, shit. Where's Paul?
It was unbelievable when she started to come round and just decided that she was perfectly okay.
Where's Paul? Stay.
Oh, why do you feel me?
Stay still.
Why do you feel me?
Oscar Tango 3-3.
Fucking hell!
No! No!
Her strength was absolutely phenomenal. The only time I've dealt with people with similar strength are those people that have been on drugs or under the influence of alcohol.
Stay! Stay there! Calm down! Calm down! Calm down!
Yeah, calm
down! She's looking to fight, she's in a fighting stance. I'm now confronted with a seriously deranged woman.
Relax! Calm down! They're high on something. Calm down! We're police! Police!
Look. Police!
Police!
I was joined by a member of the public who happened to be a retired police officer who offered his assistance, which was gratefully accepted. We thought we'd be able to restrain her with three of us, but the strength was just phenomenal.
Help! You alright?
Yeah,
you
got.
Help! The first police patrols at this point started to turn up. As we tried to get her over the central reservation, she went wild again.
Handcuff.
Some people were very close to being kicked full force in the face.
Right, we get her down. Get her down, we get handcuffed from behind, stop this.
Down.
On the face.
Down,
turn her on the face now.
Over. That way, towards you.
Watch it, face, watch it.
It took six of us in total to restrain her.
police.
We are the police.
No, let go.
Why did you let me stand? Why did you do this? Why did you do it? Why? Why?
Go on, get that. Roll her forwards.
Go on.
Oh, that.
Roll her over.
Fuck you, guys. Fuck you.
She's had a serious impact with the vehicle, to a point where she was actually getting a resuscitate out at one point because she was unconscious and we thought she may stop breathing. And she's gone from that to the sheer strength and the unpredictability. We believed it may have been connected to a head injury, which is why we didn't go hands-on with equipment and using batons and stuff, which we could have done. We were quite aware of the fact we may cause her further injuries.
She got up off the floor, tried to grab a restrainer, tried to use his car, she turned around, twatted me, I slipped.
Are we going to stand her up rather than put her down?
Yeah, yeah, just cross the jaw. No, all right, not a problem.
Yeah, not on standing up.
Sabina appeared less deranged and more calm and relaxed in police custody. On the 19th of May 2008, she was released from court without a full psychiatric evaluation, having pleaded guilty to trespass on the motorway and assault on police. The police sentenced her to one day in custody, which she had been deemed to have served, having spent a full night in police custody. Leaving court, she began to wander the streets of Stoke-on-Trent, seemingly attempting to reach her sister in hospital, carrying her possessions in a clear plastic bag given to her by police. At 7 o'clock p.m., two local men spotted Sabina whilst walking a dog in Christchurch Street, Fenton. One of the men was 54-year-old Glenn Hollinshead, a self-employed welder, qualified paramedic and former RAF worker. The other man was his friend, Peter Malloy. Sabina appeared friendly and stroked the dog, as the three people struck up a conversation. Although friendly, Sabina appeared behaving oddly, and this odd behaviour worried Malloy. Sabina asked the two men for directions to any nearby bed and breakfasts or hotels. Hollinshead took pity upon her, and instead offered to take her back to his house at Duke Street, Fenton. Sabina accepted the offer, and the three walked to the house. Back at the house, her odd behaviour continued. Most notably, she offered the men cigarettes, only to quickly snatch them out of the mouth as the men smoked them, claiming the cigarettes to be poisoned. She was also carrying multiple mobile phones, as well as a laptop. She appeared to be paranoid, and constantly looked outside the windows. This behaviour caused Malloy to assume that she had run away from an abusive partner. Shortly before midnight, Malloy left the two, and Sabina stayed the night at Hollinshead's home. The next day, Hollinshead called the local hospitals in order to locate Sabina's sister, Ursula. At 7:40, Hollinshead came outside the house to ask a neighbour for tea bags. After receiving the tea bags, he returned inside. 1 minute after returning inside, he staggered back outside to the neighbour and told him, "She stabbed me," before collapsing to the ground. Sabina had stabbed him 4 times with a kitchen knife, and Hollinshead died from his injuries. Sabina fled the premises, and the neighbour dialed 999. Sabina ran out of the house with a hammer, periodically hitting herself over the head with it. Passing motorist Joshua Grattage saw the extraordinary behaviour and decided to tackle her in an attempt to confiscate the hammer. Whilst wrestling with Grattage, Sabina took a roof tile out of her pocket, struck him on the back of the head with it, stunning him temporarily. By this time, paramedics had found her and gave chase. The pursuit was ended at Heron Cross, when Sabina jumped from a 40-foot-high bridge onto the A50. Having broken bones in the fall, she was taken to hospital. On 6th of June 2008, she was arrested while recovering at the University Hospital of North Staffordshire, and was later discharged from hospital on the 11th of September, at which point she was charged with murder. Gary Hollinshead, brother of the man killed by Sabina, was critical of the police response, which he viewed as enabling Sabina to kill his brother. Sabina Erickson was charged with murder on the 11th of September 2008, the same day she was discharged from hospital in a wheelchair. The trial was scheduled for February 2009, but was adjourned after the court encountered difficulties in obtaining her medical records from Sweden. Sabina Erickson pleaded guilty to manslaughter with diminished responsibility. At no point during her interrogation or during the trial did she explain her actions, only replying, "no comment," to extensive police questioning. The plea of manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility was accepted at Nottingham Crown Court on the 2nd of September 2010. Sabina was sentenced to 5 years in prison, having already spent 439 days in custody before sentencing. This left her first eligible for release this year, 2011.